Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. It is a joy and a privilege to spend these next few minutes together. And as I was seeking the Lord for what He would have me share for the remainder of this week, He laid a message on my heart, an understanding of Scripture that He had given me many years ago, and I just feel led to share it again with you. And I've entitled this message, Our Christmas Gifts to the Lord. And I'd like to read a very familiar passage of Scripture at this Christmas season, found in the Gospel of Matthew, starting at the second chapter. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. These were men of affluence, of significance. They had studied the stars, and they saw the star of Bethlehem, the star of Jesus. And with their studies and with their learning, they realized, because indeed, for those that have gone into that field of study, the gospel really is preached in the stars. And so they were eager. They knew a king was being born, and they wanted to have the privilege of worshiping and meeting that king. So they came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Now, obviously, they expected everyone to, if they knew about it way in the east, they would expect that where the king was born, that there would be knowledge of this great event. And in verse 3, it says, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled. He was the king. And not only that, all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, the spiritual rulers, basically, he demanded of them where Christ should be born, as they searched the prophets, the books of the prophets. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it was written by the prophet, that was Micah, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. So that's the backdrop of the arrival of the wise men from the east. Now let's continue reading in verse 9. When they had heard the king, they departed. They came to Bethlehem, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. They'd been on a long journey, and they weren't going to be disappointed. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Those three last three verses are the text I'll be sharing from these next several days. I won't bother to read the following, but if you know the Christmas story, they were warned of God in a dream that they shouldn't go back to Herod, and so they departed into their own country. And as you carefully read the Gospel of Matthew and that of Luke, basically it would appear that the Holy Family, Mary and Joseph and Jesus, remained in Bethlehem for probably a couple of years. And when the wise men came, it was at that point, when Herod became outraged that they had deceived him, that's when the murder of the innocents occurred. In other words, they wanted all the babes 2 years old and younger and under that age to be slain. And of course, as you perhaps know, Joseph was warned in a dream. And so Mary and Joseph and young Jesus, they fled to Egypt to stay until the God let them know it was safe to return. So what are we going to be looking at? That every detail in Scripture has significance. Now, that's going to be the joy in our present life as well as in the ages to follow, to see the wonderful mysteries and the significance of the Word of God. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but the Word, Jesus said, my words will not pass away. And so the wise men presented gifts. And so what I'd like to be sharing with you is that as we look in detail at the gifts that the wise man gave, that they represent important attributes of our spiritual walk before the Lord. They represent our gifts to the Lord in the hour in which we are now living. And so, having shared just that, let's ask the Lord in prayer to bless our time together. Father, we thank you, Lord, that wise men still seek him today. Lord, they came from a far country. That was a long and perilous journey, but they were determined. They had this revelation in terms of their study of the stars that a king was born. And so, Father, we pray that no matter how long a time we've walked with the Lord or how brief, that you're going to give increased revelation through the Word of God, through the things we share, that we will understand, we can present to our Lord precious and priceless gifts that the wise men offered. They were costly gifts. They were men of influence, of power, of rank, of authority, and they presented the very best they had. And we know from Scripture there's great significance in those gifts. It wasn't just by accident they thought, well, now, you know, what we got to bring something. What shall it be? I believe they were led of God to present the very gifts that would have tremendous spiritual and scriptural significance for us today. So, Lord, be with us in this journey as we look at the beautiful peril and significance of the gifts that the wise men gave as it would be applied to our lives today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. So, first of all, what can we see? They were from a far country. Isn't that what the Scripture says? And that's true for us. We were wandering around in the kingdom of darkness. But what does the Scripture say? We were translated out of that kingdom. We were in another kingdom. We were translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. John 1 and 11 says, he came to his own, but his own received him not. God is revealed to those who seek him. At some point in time, we may have heard the message of the gospel. We might have been raised Christians. We might have walked in the ways of the world, been backslid. But a point in time came that the Holy Spirit arrested us, that we were being drawn by the Spirit of God, and we came to terms with that yearning, with that invitation, and we came to the living God. We sought him to see if there was truth and reality, and as a result, we gave and surrendered our hearts to the Lord to become his children. So, what does the Scripture tell us about that? Psalm 14 and 2 says, the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. The eyes of the Lord, beloved, rove to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to prove himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. Psalm 27 and 8 says, when thou saidst, seek ye my face, My heart said unto thee, Thy face, O Lord, will I seek. Can you say that, beloved? And of course, Hebrews 11 and 6, without faith, it is impossible to please him, a familiar passage of Scripture. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Note that, not just a rewarder of them that seek him, but diligently seek him, sincere, earnest, focused, wanting to know the truth. Is there reality in this invitation I've received to become a child of God? God will without fail. He loves a challenge like that. Without any hesitation, he will make himself real and visible in the spirit, if you will, to those who seek after him. All right, so in that way, we're similar to the wise men, but also it says they brought appropriate and acceptable gifts to a newborn king. They were wise, they were men of affluence, they had position and authority, they were scholars, if you were, well, studies of the stars, scientists of their day, and they came, they were convinced, and the three, and it doesn't say there were, there might have been more, who knows, but our manger scene always has three, right? But it's of great interest. They brought acceptable gifts, right? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And so it's of great interest for us to look at what these gifts were, the qualities and characteristics of each of these gifts. They reflect traits and attributes in the life of every believer. Their spiritual and practical significance, beloved, for the believer. And so we're going to be looking tomorrow, we're going to look at gold, the very first of those gifts, and see what it represents. And I pray you can be with us. If not, if at any point of time you missed a broadcast, want to re-listen, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. But as I always do, this is the Christmas season, it's holiday time, time when people gather together, but sometimes it's among the most stressful and most difficult for individuals and for families. I invite you to write whatever those prayer needs are. I will personally pray for you and send back what God gives to be an encouragement to your heart. I love you and pray for you every day until tomorrow. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,